This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here is what I would like you to do today as we get going. Unfocus your eyes, if you would. Figuratively, of course, like you do when maybe you've dropped something or you're on a patterned rug and how that can help you find what you're looking for. Do the same for me now with the admittedly nutty stock market gyrations the past couple of weeks. Ups and downs of 3 or 4 or 5% or more. Focus not on the actual movements, but on the underlying phenomenon, the volatility. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains why it's happening and what it tells us.
By one measure, stocks have not been this volatile since the financial crisis a decade ago. Surely it's the fear of coronavirus, but for traders addicted to data, there's not enough of it. How long will the outbreak last? Are the Chinese factories back? How will this hit company earnings? At Charles Schwab, one of our underwriters, strategist Lizanne Saunders says many companies have gone silent.
They're just saying, we're not even giving guidance because we have no idea what is going to happen. So in terms of how Wall Street kind of prices stocks and markets, analysts, you know, have their hands in the air.
Then there's election year uncertainty as the market swings based on which candidate is up at the moment. Now, when markets struggle to predict the future, which is their job, they gyrate, according to George Perks at Bespoke Investment Group. He says it can go like this. When investors sell and expect the worst, a little ray of hope can change everything.
If every piece of news is bad for a while, expectations come down. And so now that expectations are down, it doesn't take much good news for everything to flip in reverse.
Often it's consumer stocks doing the bungee up and down. That's because consumption is the big unknown now, says Scott Wren at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
Whether it's apparel, devices, online entertainment, streaming, if consumers are more willing to spend money on that because they're less fearful of catching the virus, then those have tended to do better.
But finding specific causes of volatility only gets us so far. The market's a big, complicated place. Studies suggest long periods of calm somehow lead to volatility. And the more markets bounce up and down, the more they get driven by emotion. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.